Human wall protest planned at Texas border to support emergency declaration. By Bob Price on February 20, 2019. Border security activists and supporters of President Donald Trump called for a human wall demonstration along the Del Rio sector border near Eagle Pass, Texas, on March 2. This is essentially a Trump rally on the border, but with a specific focus on border security and the side benefit of sending a strong message to the cartels that we, the American people, will defend our nation, organizers wrote on the announcement posted on oathkeepers.org. This is a call to action issued by Oath Keepers, but Bikers for Trump has also joined in with their full support, and they are now a co-sponsor of this event. I have also reached out to Latinos for Trump and hope they will join in as well. Organizers said they are making the call to support President Trump's emergency declaration. Come to the Rio Grande just south of Eagle Pass, Texas, to help send a clear message to Pelosi, Schumer and all of Congress that the crisis is not made up and that true American patriots demand the wall now, the announcement continued. The event is scheduled to begin at noon on March 2 with a rallying point at the intersection of TX-1021 and TX-2644. Officials said this is just south of Eagle Pass, Texas. It is being called an ongoing operation and organizers called for people to join them when they can if they can't make the March 2 kickoff. You can spend a day, a couple days, a week, or as long as you like with us, they stated. The call follows a similar human wall event in Sunland Park, New Mexico, where Trump supporters gathered earlier this month to demonstrate the incomplete and outdated nature of the border barrier in this area. Breitbart News reported. The advocates brought signs and American flags as they stood in an area where the existing border fencing simply stops. The area is regularly exploited by migrants who are crossing into southern New Mexico by the thousands. A few days after the event, Border Patrol agents apprehended a large group of 311 migrants in the same area as where the protest occurred. Santa Teresa Station agents patrolling near Mount Cristo Rey observed a large group of 311 making their way around the end of the pedestrian fence near Sunland Park. The agents took the migrants into custody and transported them to the station for medical evaluation and processing, according to El Paso Sector Border Patrol officials. It appears the organizers also chose March 2 to honor the 183rd anniversary of the Texas Declaration of Independence. In response to the migrant caravan that arrived in Piedras Negras, Coahuila, Mexico, with announced intentions of crossing into the unsecured section of the Texas border, Governor Greg Abbott deployed 250 Department of Public Safety troopers to the Eagle Pass area to form a wall of law enforcement vehicles in an area where no border wall exists, Breitbart News reported. Texans ask, what's going on at Eagle Pass? Below is a picture and statement showing that TX Department of Public Safety is on top of it. As part of our border security plan, we keep DPS on the border with boats and planes. They work with local and federal authorities to enforce the law. pic.twitter.com/r4m0k11jlf. Greg Abbott, at Greg Abbott underscore TX, February 7, 2019. Remember, many American patriots from all over the United States answered the call to stand at the Alamo. From as far away as New England, Oath Keepers officials concluded. Be likewise. Come stand with Texans today. Officials added, white nationalists, neo-Nazis, or other racial discrimination-focused groups are not welcome at this rally in support of the president. Go somewhere else if that is your mindset. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior political news contributor for the Breitbart Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.